Hello and welcome to Missouri Environment.
I'm Sebastian Martinez.
This time of year, trees tend to attract more attention than usual. As the hours of sunlight shorten and temperatures fall, chemical changes in leaves bring out the bright yellows and reds across the canopies of Missouri's many forests. You'd be forgiven for thinking that spectacle and those forests are timeless, but the woods as we know them today are a relatively modern development, and Missouri's historical woodlands looked considerably different. Understanding that history can help conservationists better manage our modern forests to encourage diversity and benefit wildlife. In many of Missouri's forests today, trees grow so densely that at times it's difficult to stray from the gravel roads and walking paths already cut through them. Shrubs and saplings fill the understory, reaching up looking for light through the packed canopy. This clutter has developed for the most part over the last century or so, and it's largely down to one crucial factor.
Fire historically has a long presence in our landscapes here in Missouri and really throughout the U.S.
Dan Day is a research forester with the U.S. Forest Service who studies the role of fire in those landscapes, which originally ranged from prairie to savanna and woodlands.
And without fire, they become forest very quickly in a matter of decades. So it's very necessary.
In the early 1900s, though, fire represented an existential threat to people in the state. The extensive and unsustainable logging boom around the turn of the century left the landscape prone to fires that were more sweeping and intense than the region was used to.
Many state and federal agencies were established to, in large part, control the wildfires that were viewed as very destructive. And we became very good at putting them out, and in fact, maybe too good.
The openness that savannas and woodlands offer allow more sunlight into the undergrowth, allowing for a diversity of plant life, from prairie plants that like full sun to woodland species that prefer shade. The homogeneity of modern forests actually supports less flora and fauna. To understand what's been lost, researchers like Bryce Hanbury turn to the historical record.
So I looked at General Land Office surveys, and these are historical tree surveys. They were conducted by the General Land Office during the 1800s.
The General Land Office, which would later become the Bureau of Land Management, was in charge of surveying and platting land in Missouri for westward expansion.
They recorded 2 to 4 trees every half mile along section lines, and we can actually use those records, as our first real surveys.
Because the surveyors recorded the distance between trees, as well as the tree's species and diameter, Hanbury and her colleagues could build out that data into broader estimates of tree density and other characteristics of pre-settlement tree cover.
Many fewer trees than nowadays, maybe half or even a third the number of trees that we have nowadays. And the trees were larger diameter because trees can live hundreds of years, but they don't nowadays live that long. They are usually cut before they die of natural causes.
The bulk of those older and subsequently wider trees were lost in the great logging boom of the early 1900s. Settlers describe woods spacious enough that they could see through and even drive their wagons into. Research like Hanbury and Day's has allowed conservationists to refine their restoration efforts to reflect historical woodlands.
We realize now that because it's been so long without fire, that the forests have become somewhat resistant to being changed by fire, at least the kind of fire, the low-intensity dormant season fires we use when we prescribe burn.
As a result, foresters have developed a combination of selective logging, herbicide use, and burning to recreate tree communities which can then be maintained with fire. Day recommends getting in touch with local forest offices if you're interested in finding woodlands that resemble their ancestors. That's it for this week's episode of Missouri Environment. Thanks for listening. You can find this story and more on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastian Martinez.